Hey, good evening. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric Crunch.
My name is Rochelle.
The expert, the professional, Rochelle.
It's cookie time.
It apparently is cookie time. Listen or subscribe to our show for free from our website or on iTunes and now on Stitcher. Go to our website, tiptaptip.com, for more info. Make sure to catch us when we broadcast our show live at 8:30 Wednesday and Saturday, except when we don't, like today, when it's 5 o'clock on a Sunday.
But it's because you said the Oscars are on, right?
Because it's the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like our show, but every once in a while we like to pay attention to what's going on in the rest of the world. Like the Oscars tonight. Like a few weeks ago, when there was the Super Bowl, I really could give not too many fucks about it. But
me neither.
It's good. It's very good. Yeah. But I figure, let's go watch and see how the rest of the world is going to reward these movies, most of which I haven't seen. It's been a bad year for me. It's been.
I know, we haven't gone to a theater.
We haven't gone to movies in a while.
It's like, thank you, Netflix.
Apparently, none of the Oscar contenders are. Pardon me. Cookie crumb in my throat are going to be on Netflix for a while. So we could tell you what we saw and what we didn't see. But actually, you know
what we mean? For new release stuff?
Yeah, that doesn't come for a bit on the Netflix.
Yeah. We'll watch the Oscars that will be presented tonight, probably 2 years later.
That's what we should do. We should just kind of delay it. We should tape it now, record it now. Store it away, not follow any news at all, turn off the internet for about 2 years. We'll switch back our clocks 2 years from now to this time, and we'll watch it, and we'll be excited for the very first time.
That seems like too much work. We should probably just go see movies in a movie theater.
Yeah, that seems like a bit of work, too.
Well, I just don't really like going to some of the movie theaters.
There's certain things I like going to the, but the movie going experience, certain things which annoy me, people.
I know, there's always so many people there.
Can we just have the movie theater to ourselves and everybody else just fuck off? For real. It's like, all right, let me see. I'll sit in this row in an empty theater. For some reason, some piece of shit decides to sit right behind me like a dick. Empty seats all around, but that's the seat he wants. Happens to me a few times. Has that ever happened to you?
I don't notice that because I don't really care. It's mostly people with big heads like you.
Who sit right in front of you.
Who sit right in front of me, who are taller than me, and then I can't see anything. And it's yeah. I think that's really mean.
Yeah, like I could control.
I don't really care who sits behind me. Really don't care.
Like I can control how big my head is. It's just it's a
no, but like if you know that, and if you're super tall and you have a big head, you don't sit in front of a shorter person, in front of them.
Well, what if you sit down, and then the movie theater fills up, and then that short person is just trying to find a fucking seat wherever they can.
That's different.
Then it's their fucking fault. Deal with it.
It's when it's still a choice. That's when it's not nice.
Well, it's their choice not to wear stilts or bring a fucking phone book or three to sit on. Fucking child, adult person.
What?
If they know that they're going into a theater and that there's the potential to be tall people, bring a booster seat.
That's stupid, Eric.
Well, you know what's stupid? Not seeing a movie that you paid for.
I think all tall people should have to, slouch down a little bit in their chairs. Like, don't sit totally upright. Well, and also, I mean, it in the new movie theaters, this stuff doesn't matter because
it's all sort of
so,
inclined.
Inclined, you don't really.
All the good movie theaters, but usually the shitty ones that we go to, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
And the shitty ones that we go to, you kind of have to, slouch a little bit because the seats are so uncomfortable, you'll just ruin your tailbone if you sit upright.
So speaking of movies, Rochelle watched a movie that came out a while ago for the very first time, apparently. One that I've seen a while back, and I'm sure most people have seen at least once in their lifetimes. But Rochelle saw it this week, thanks to her thing on the TV.
We're talking about the Elephant Man?
No, we're talking about Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah, Reservoir Dogs.
And I just want to get your impressions before I bring up a clip here. But what do you think of it? You've seen other Quentin Tarantino movies like, you know, Pulp Fiction. I'm not sure if you've seen Jackie Brown, but I know you've seen Inglourious Basterds. And I think you've seen Kill Bill. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I just, when I was talking about it with one of my clients, I know that it's a movie that a lot of people are like, whoa, was the first or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing and blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of felt like after I finished watching it that nothing really happened.
Yeah. It's mostly set in one location with a variety of flashbacks, yeah. Really.
And but the flashbacks don't even really show that much. Like the whole thing revolves around this jewelry robbery that you never actually see.
Actually, I was reading an article on that, and that was a deliberate decision by Quentin Tarantino, because he's more concerned about the things which happened because of it and preceding it rather than the actual. That's kind of incidental, it seems like, you know, because there's all this.
I know, but it pissed me off.
It pissed you off?
Yeah, because I felt like I watched this whole movie, and by the end of it, I felt like I didn't really watch anything.
Just watch some guy just bleeding and people dying all over the place.
Yeah. Like, it felt like I watched, like, a 20-minute movie.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully this version, which has come out recently, will be able to help you on that. Like most movies and most popular TV series.
What? They're coming out another one?
Oh, no. Not quite, Rochelle.
I see, Eric. It's the XXX version.
You know, like every good... Every iconic TV show or movie, inevitably.
I don't see how they can do that, because there's no women in that movie either. It's all dudes.
Well, I'll let the trailer speak for itself. Every dog has his day.
Here are the names. Miss White, Miss Blood, Miss Pink.
Why am I Miss Pink? Who cares what your name is? Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You're Miss White. You have a cool sounding name.
Let's go to work.
So, what's the cut, Big Papa?
Can I get over 12% for that? I'm afraid
I might make it to the door. If they didn't do what I told them not to do, they'd still be alive.
Alright, enough of this shit. Break it up.
You wanna shoot me, you little piece of shit? Go ahead, take a shot.
Chinese girl. What was her last name?
You know what she was doing? This is what she was doing. Bam! Bam! Bam!
She's convinced me. Give me my Della back.
Andy Sandemus. Chanel Preston. Ray Lee. Kimberly Kane. Tom Byron. And Lizzie Borden. They're the Reservoir Dogs.
Hey, Joe, want me to shoot this girl?
Anyways, it's coming April 2011.
I can't believe this song is such a ripoff.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah, I don't know if you heard the trailer, but it's the kind of song which they're trying to imply the original song, but they've changed it enough that it isn't and they can't get sued.
So, I know, but it's so obviously
Yeah. It's very clear that they're taking a cue from that song, Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steeler's Wheel or whatever. But yeah, it's like just really, really shitty.
So instead of all of the dudes being the criminals, it's all women.
And then.
So what is it? Just some big lesbian orgy fest at some point? Because it didn't.
Really... Well, there's one dude in there, so I'm sure he's getting in on the action before they torture him or whatever they do. I don't even know. Fuck.
I think that's like their boss or something. Well, the dude is the boss.
Maybe he is the boss. Yeah. Maybe there's.
I don't know.
There's gotta be some. I'm sure, there's gonna be some fucking in there. I guess if somebody watched the original and said, you know what would make this movie really good? If it was all chicks and they fucked each other. Other than that, it's a perfect movie, right? It's like, fuck. It's like, you know, dialogue's great, but not enough lesbian fucking.
These girls, like, oh, whatever. It is not about the acting, I guess. But
yeah, of course.
They fucking suck. Like,
it's never.
Even the part where they're supposed to look really cool and, like, they're wearing the white and black outfit or whatever with the glasses. Like, they can't even do that right.
They just can't pull it off.
One girl didn't even have her glasses on. She was trying to put them on and it looks stupid.
So, yeah, obviously. Well, if it interests you, I'm sure there's going to be a. You'll do the work on Google and you'll find it yourself and jerk off or whatever you people fucking do. I don't know. People do that.
I know, Eric, that's getting too personal.
All right. People do that. I don't think it's a stretch to assume that.
Okay.
All right.
Beep. Next topic.
All right, we'll move along.
I thought you were going to, like, move into that video, that YouTube video that we watched last night.
Which one was that?
The Pokemon one where the guy wants to see Pokemon fucking.
Oh, no, no. I didn't get that one ready. But this is a thing. This is actually a big story. Over the last week, Rochelle and I, we watch our Netflix through our Nintendo Wii, and we have a few games, which we really don't play that much anymore, but there's a bit of a controversy this week because there's this game which is coming out, which is aimed at, I guess, adults, right? It's a party game for adults, right?
Okay.
And let me just see here. A new sexy party computer game has outraged parents with lurid adult content, which they claim will encourage orgies and underage sex. A risque trailer, which we'll watch in a moment after I discuss this, promoting the game features two couples in a series of sexually suggestive situations. In an explicit trailer, two girls can be seen virtually kissing, the couple stripping to their underwear and spanking each other. All right.
What? This is on Nintendo Wii?
Yep. We'll see this in a moment. And other parts of the 2-minute video, viewed by over 150,000 times, at least two by myself, on YouTube, are suggestive of orgies, pole dancing, and wife swapping. The game is to be released on the Nintendo Wii.
How come they don't call it husband swapping?
Yeah.
So sexist.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fucking partner swapping, at least. Come on. Yeah. We're in fucking 2011. Let's be gender neutral here. Fuck. All right. The game to be released on the Nintendo Wii and PlayStation 3 next month with the promotion line, the more friends you invite to party, the spicier the play. It is described as a sexy, quirky party game that offers a large variety of hilarious, innovative, and physical, sometimes kinky, challenges. And under the key features, producers offer the chance to challenge your mates to a flirty striptease. You know, let me just interject here. I like my friends. You know, I like to hang out with them. We like to spend time with each other. There are certain things I feel comfortable with.
Flirty striptease, no.
You know, with my dude friends, you know, yeah, okay, I would imagine that there would be some drinks involved, but still, it would just be, what's the word? Fucking weird. maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But anyways, Laura Pearson, 52, from Birmingham, said, "I have a 13-year-old daughter, and if I knew she was playing such a highly charged sexual game with boys, I'd be appalled. It's encouraging underage sex. The video pretty much shows them swapping partners, girl-on-girl kissing. That kind of thing is not something that young teenagers should be exposed to. Except when I leave her alone with her computer in her own room, and I go out gambling and ignore my daughter, and then wonder why she's pregnant at 14. George Hardy, 46-year-old father, said, "No wonder we have problems in society with unsafe sex and underage sex when kids can get a hold of games like this. This sort of computer game will only serve to fuel sexual tensions and, in a worst-case scenario, sexual touching or assault. Imagine a room of testosterone-fueled teenagers playing this. Something could get out of hand. It sounds drastic, but I could see it. The trailer shows alternative endings of lesbianism, both couples having sex or swapping partners. But another mother, Sandra Betts, who had a 15-year-old son, said, "It's only a modern-day game. It's only a modern-day spin the bottle. It's a bit of harmless fun." All right. So I'm going to show the trailer here now. Because there's not really a lot of audio cues as to what's going on, I'll let Rochelle do the narration and kind of interject. It's a lot of music, but Rochelle will provide.
It'll be the narrator.
The narrator for this awesomeness.
Did you play Spin the Bottle when you were younger?
Probably. I can't remember one specific incident.
Yeah, there's so many games like that that you play when you're younger anyway.
People will fuck. I don't think a Nintendo Wii game will stop them.
Yeah. Gearing up with a Nintendo Wii joystick. Oh, they're kissing the Nintendo Wii joystick. A guy and a girl. Now there's two girls kissing the Nintendo Wii joystick. Now the girls put the Nintendo Wii joystick down her pants. And the guy is smacking her ass. Well, on the screen, I don't really know what's going on. Another girl puts her Nintendo Wii joystick down in her pants. Smack, smack, smack. Smackity, smackity, smack. Smack, smack, more bums. Dudes are doing a striptease show. Their shirts are off, waving them around.
In that tune of that, pretty much.
That's it?
That's pretty much it. And then, you know, they have other videos that you can watch on that YouTube channel by clicking on things. But I'll post a link to it and you can check it out yourself. But
this seems pretty harmless.
Like I said.
But I wouldn't want to kiss the Nintendo Wii joystick because people's hands have been on it.
Sweaty fucking hands. And I don't know. Like I said. This is not the kind of game where I'd go, "Hey, friends, why don't you come over and play this game? It'll be sensual," or whatever. I don't know. It's weird. I can't.
But isn't it the same as, like, you know, if you invite people over to play strip poker? Like, if you're into doing that kind of stuff.
I guess if you're into doing it anyways, you would be, rather than playing a video game, you'd be organizing straight-up orgies. Simple as that. Like, you can be like, all right.
No, but this is not a straight up orgy, Eric.
Oh, but we know where this leads to.
I think this is probably something that would be more appropriate for, you know, like a whole bunch of single people get together and to have it a party where everybody's single, then whatever.
I think this is, if this game is popular, it's going to be popular in the, through the college market where people are fucking anyways, but they just need an excuse to. I think college.
Yeah. Could. Or else like, people, single people in general. What do you think?
Want to come over and play a sexy Nintendo game? All right. Well, there's sexy and Nintendo are really two words that you don't see in a sentence.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to kiss my joystick. Slap. Right across the fucking face. Can you believe that? I don't know. Like I said, I like my friends, but I'm not going to be playing sexy games with them. Even strip poker. I like to keep things at a certain distance.
Yeah.
In that regard. It's like, you know, I don't. All right. And that story was sent in by Kelvin. Thanks for that.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
He sends in stuff all the time. Well, it has been a busy week. You know, I said last episode that we'd be easing up a bit on the Eurovision, but I can't help myself when there's so many fucking songs that have been announced over the past weekend. And I mean a lot of fucking songs.
Like how many?
Like 8.
Whoa.
We probably won't touch on all of them in this particular episode. But who knows? We'll see how things go. But like I said, it's getting pretty good. And we got a lot of stuff that we got to cover here. So we're going to start at the top with Austria. A singer called Nadine Beeler, that's B-E-I-L-E-R. And what is the secret with her? Her song is called The Secret of Love. It's very secretive.
Can't you see hear this world, all people live in peace. The sun is shining in my heart, rainbows in the sky, spread your wings and fly, 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 fly. We gonna dream us on our way, in a world where we're the man to stay. Together we can make it all, the secret is in you. It's love, when I smile inside my heart, feel so free. All the fears and doubts, they turn into you. I feel right, we make it right now, if we trust, trust.
What do you think, Michelle?
Oh, she's a good singer.
Sounds like a Disney song. You know what I mean? Like, when I first heard this, I'm like, all right, this is something.
Sounds like a Celine Dion song.
That I'd find on like the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack or Aladdin or, you know.
Love those songs.
Well, I guess if you like those songs, then you'll fucking love that one.
It's so romantic.
What?
Beauty and the Beast. It's like us, Eric.
I always knew that I was pretty, but thanks.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Man, you should be so hard on yourself,
Stop
Rochelle.
Stop it.
Come on.
Stop it.
What?
You mean like bitch slap you.
Oh, I'll bitch block you.
Nice. I don't know. Like, it's not my type of music, but it.
I think it, like, I could see that one going
very
far.
Technically sound.
Technically sound. She sang. Nicely.
She did.
It was weird. I was kind of bothered.
Like, totally kicks Andrew Lloyd Webber's ass from last year.
Yeah, what the fuck, Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Like,
you have a bunch of singing and dancing cast and you can't win a fucking contest.
I know.
What the fuck? Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Next.
Well, actually, you know what?
I love Eurovision. I'm, like, so addicted to looking at Eurovision.
I'm gonna break things up a bit because you know what? We got a lot to talk about and we're not just gonna play one song right after another.
Why?
Because we have lots. You know, there's other things to talk about. We'll listen to some other songs a little bit later, but there's more important things to talk about.
Like what?
Like breast milk ice cream.
Where did the milk come from to make all the other ice creams in the shop? Well, it came from cows. And this milk comes from a person.
What?
Sorry, I have to apologize. The announcer on this clip is fucking annoying. That being said, here we go.
Just milk ice cream. That is disgusting, I hear you cry as you choke on your cornflakes. Well, not so, according to its somewhat eccentric creator, Ice Creamists founder Matt O'Connor.
It's pure, it's natural, it's organic, and it's free range. And if it's good enough for our kids, it's good enough to use in our ice cream.
Do you like it?
In response to an internet advert, literally some women came forward to provide bottles of milk for the publicity-hungry Covent Garden Creamery.
I was very impressed that I managed to donate. It was about 9 ounces, which is pretty much a full baby's bottle worth.
But what does the average man on the street think? Well, I say average man on the street. I mean, what do the poshest girls in the world think of breast milk ice cream?
It's a really disgusting thought, thinking it's like breast milk, but after trying it, it's really good. So
yeah,
it just tastes like normal vanilla ice cream.
The breast milk is screened to hospital standards, but it does seem to have a strange effect on people's voices.
It's definitely breast milk.
Let's hear that again.
It's definitely breast milk.
Disturbing. The owner of the store seems outraged at people's disgust and surprise. I imagine he's also appalled at the amount of easy publicity it's generating.
How could anybody possibly say this is disgusting? If it's good enough for our kids, it's good enough for anybody else.
A portion of Baby Gaga breast milk ice cream will cost you 14 quid and your dignity. Just joking, it's very healthy apparently and perfectly normal.
Anyways, I have to say one thing about that. I don't know if that's typical staff uniforms.
Oh no, that's totally like marketing technique. You got like this incredibly hot woman to dress in this white outfit with huge like Madonna cone tits.
Yeah.
And a mask on her face.
And his dress sense equally
is awesome.
No, yeah. I don't know about that.
Equally awesome in that it's weird and different.
I don't think I could ever do that and be considered awesome in any way.
I think it's awesome.
Well, that's where you and I differ, Rochelle. Let me take this time.
I don't know. Okay. So if some hot chick with like cone boobs and then the girl who was beside her was in kind of like an officer uniform.
Yeah. It's a bit,
they came up to you and asked you if you wanted to try some ice cream that was made from breast milk, would you do it?
I'd say, well, what flavor? Well, you know how a particular.
Okay.
You know how
it's your favorite flavor.
If it was something, if it was like,
it's your favorite flavor. Would you try it?
Yeah, of course I'd try it. What, you would not? You don't like ice cream?
I do like ice cream, but the thought of it being like milk from another woman seems really weird.
As opposed to a fucking cow.
Yeah.
Okay, cows are fine, but human beings. All right, well.
Well, because cows only eat grass, right?
Well, free-range cows. Like,
yeah, human beings eat lots of different stuff.
You only live once, Rochelle. Why the fuck not? You would try it. Your favorite, if they came up to you and they had like a vat, like a big tub of what's your favorite ice cream? Like chocolate?
Yeah.
Chocolate what? Chocolate?
Yeah.
Well, chocolate, double chocolate, fudge brownie.
Just chocolate.
Surprise with chocolate.
Sure, whatever.
Syrup and
I wouldn't do it.
Well, fuck it. Then I'd have twice as much because that's...
I wouldn't even eat it. Like, if I got a whole bunch of ice cream that was for free that was made from breast milk. I just couldn't do it. It just seems so weird.
Well, it's weird. You know what's weird? Weird is that I would have no problem trying it at all.
Yeah, but you've eaten pigeon.
I've eaten a lot of dumb shit.
You
in my
have
day.
Eaten a lot of dumb shit, so I think you're just more adventurous with that.
Well,
I saw a recipe for cow's tongue. Do you want me to make cow's tongue, Eric?
I don't know how good that would be. I'd probably
disgusting.
Try it. I'd try it.
I also have found a recipe for liver.
I'm not a huge fan of liver. I've tried it. I'm just not my thing.
Heart, goat's heart.
You know you're just making shit up.
No, I'm not. I'm seriously. This is in my like Pennsylvania Dutch cookbook. They've got the weirdest meat shit.
Is it okay? Is it the Dutch or is it the Pennsylvanians?
Pennsylvanian Dutch.
They're very specific kind of Dutch that do this weird shit.
No, I don't know.
Because the Dutch back in the Netherlands aren't making this shit up, right?
No, they probably are. I don't know.
What the fuck?
I've never lived there, so I don't know.
It's weird. I don't know. Weird Dutch people.
I think it's just like they're farmers, right? So you have an animal and you kill it and you try and make something from every single part of the animal, right?
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd Well,
like there's even gravy that is made with the remaining like giblets, you know, like the heart and the lung and the throat and stuff. They like cut it up and put it into the gravy. How evil. They like trick you into eating the shit that you don't want to eat because you want the gravy.
Did you accidentally eat this one time and
I just saw the recipe.
Okay. Like, I can't believe they fucking did that.
Maybe, but I might have.
You may have.
Yeah.
Who knows what you've eaten when you've grown up. We're going to, actually, before we play some more Eurovision videos, I'm going to mention this. If you have any topic ideas, questions, stories, anything you'd like to share with us, send them in. info@tiptaptip.com. We like shit. We like getting stories. We like, not only do we like getting, stories and topics do we like, that we can talk about, but hey, if anything interesting has happened to you personally or somebody that you know, let us know. We'd like to talk about it. Oh, Rochelle.
Yep. info@tiptaptip.com.
That's right. Moving down the line, we have Denmark. Their entry into the Eurovision Song Contest. The group is called A Friend in London, which is not a name for a group, I suppose. And the song they are going to be singing is called New Tomorrow. All right, so let's cue that up. And
Denmark.
Yeah, they did a great one last year. Let's see if they hold up. That looks interesting.
That's not it. Just clicked on Turkey.
All right.
Come on, boys, come on, girls, in this crazy, crazy world. You're the diamonds, you're the pearls. Let's make a new tomorrow today. Wait up, slow down, do nothing right now. Breathe in, breathe out. Did we forget how to live, to dream? And what it all means, it's like we don't care. Upside down tonight, tomorrow you're out of time, of style. You're back in the line, a race to nowhere. Come on, boys, come on, girls. In this crazy, crazy world, you're the diamonds, you're the pearls. Let's make a new tomorrow. Come on, girls, come on, boys. It's your turn left, turn right, don't make up your mind. Your way to fame is all in vain. You get in the spot, then you run out of luck. You're going nowhere. We can change it all today. Come on, boys, come on, girls. In this crazy, crazy world, you're the diamonds, you're the pearls. Let's make a new
Well, that's that, Denmark, with a group called A Friend in London, or from Denmark, apparently, and their song called New Tomorrow. You couldn't guess by the chorus.
So. I think that what they should do in their New Tomorrow is they should have new haircuts.
Oh, what? You didn't like the haircut?
No, it just...
It's very European, Rochelle. When I say that, that means that you can get away with dumb shit and who cares?
I didn't like him.
Well, anyway, okay, hair
so
dry.
That new haircut in the new tomorrow, they should also learn how to play a different song in their new tomorrow.
Oh, you didn't like the song? It was catchy. I'll
it
give
was
it that.
Catchy, but it was just like
meow 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 meow.
It was
meow,
too.
Meow.
It was too perfect. It was too pretty.
It's
perfect.
Like, let's. We're in it. Well,
we're just rocking. Like it's like they're just rocking out just a little
everybody
bit.
Everybody get together and. Do the thing, and we'll win and stuff. It's very anthemic. I could see it being sung.
It totally. It's also the lyrics, too, are like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, this positive sort of thing.
Oh, it's very positive. It's like...
I don't like stuff like that.
Wait, you bit of a sourpuss?
It's just kind of cheesy.
It was a bit positive, and lyrically. So.
Make a new tomorrow today?
Marv.
Oh, come on. Like I like positive stuff, but that's pretty, you know, that's just like saying, you know, there's a gold pot at the end of the rainbow.
Has life really treated you that badly, Rochelle?
No, I'm just saying it's cheesy. It's like a Hallmark card. Like they really didn't have to put too much thought into this.
Did somebody steal your Halloween candy?
Like I could crap
when
out
you were
those,
like
I could crap out those lyrics, Eric.
Yeah, they were pretty shitty lyrics.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the lyrics were pretty bad, like especially the
like
core.
You can say I like positive
hello
music.
Hello, boys.
Stuff.
Hello, girls. In this crazy, crazy world, you're a diamond. I can even remember it.
Yeah.
You're a diamond.
And you're a pearl.
In a new tomorrow.
Yeah.
Something like that. Actually, I think I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'll enter Eurovision for Canada next year. Who knows?
Oh, man.
So,
like, your lyrics for the stuff that you write is so much better.
New tomorrow. Oh.
I can't wait till your hair grows longer. I'm just saying.
Like
so short.
I like it this short. It's very manageable. You know, sometimes you know what I do, Rochelle? And you're going to hate this because you're a hairdresser special.
You like wash your face and then you wash your hair with the
I
same
use a bar of soap all over.
Yeah, I know. I know what dudes do. I can feel it when they come in and they get their hair washed. And I'm like, why is your hair pokey and it's hurting my hands? Oh, because you wash it with shampoo.
Oh, because you're a piece of shit. And you, I'm like, okay.
And that's why girls don't ever want to touch your head.
I guess it's weird that they wash their hair with the same bar soap that they wash their balls with. Probably.
Oh, sick, man. You're telling me that you do that?
How many bars of soap do we have in the bathroom? Do you think there's a balls bar of soap? And do you think there's a body bar of soap?
There should be. Somebody needs to like have a special bar of soap that says
that nobody else uses it. Just as a just a pair of balls.
That's such a good idea.
Well, let's run with it. All right. Estonia is coming up next. Their singer, Getter.
Oh, Estonian people are hot.
Yes, they are. Their singer called Getter, that's Getter, Yanni, Jaani, and their song Rockefeller Street. So let's listen to that and try not to listen to Turkey again. Now, there's certain songs that even though that they're being played on a sort of a small stage here, you can tell that they when they are performed at the semifinals or at the finals, that the performance is going to kick complete ass just because of the nature of the song and because of the high energy.
Yeah.
This is one of those songs where I think they're going to go.
This is going to be fucking awesome.
They're going to go all out and it's just going to be, it's going to go completely crazy. And
I really liked that song. I thought it was really cool how they switched it up.
Yeah, it was like interesting. I wasn't, when I listened to it the first time, I think yesterday, I thought it was a bit sort of a, you know, Britney Spears-ish, but it's, I don't know. I'm kind of wondering.
No, it's got a really good beat to it. Like, I was tapping my feet to that beat.
Yeah.
It's good. And the stage was cool. It was like this little, like, miniature city that they kind of walked through, but then everything was on a circle.
And a bunch of dancers doing, like, backflips and breakdancing and shit like that.
I really liked it.
I think it'll,
I want to move to Estonia, I think. Everything I've seen from there has been really, like, artsy and different in a good way.
Yeah, I know. It's,
it seems like heaven.
Seems pretty cool, but it is Northern Europe, so it's not going to be, probably be comparable to
this. Let's look at pictures of Estonia.
Let's do our research. Estonians, listeners, if we have any, or anybody who has been to Estonia or is known an Estonian or can make up a really good story about Estonia, please let us know. We're kind of curious.
Because the other thing that I remember, I think the first time heard the name Estonia or whatever, was from, what's that movie where the guy is like frozen and he's from the Ice Age and then he has to go to school with that guy. And they say that he's from Estonia.
The one with Brendan Fraser and Pauly Shore. Fuck, what is that? Something man, something.
Encino Man.
Encino Man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's from Estonia.
Yeah.
No, because
I thought it was a fake place.
Well, now you know.
Now I know it's. Well, I knew before.
But now you know that's where they make.
That's where they make hot Brendan Fraser boys from Dirt.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Moving down the list, we have Latvia. Their group called Music, that's M-U-S-I-Q-Q.
Ooh.
And Angel in Disguise. Ooh, that sounds kind of crazy. All right, let's have a listen.
In my mind, if you only knew, keep hope alive. I have faith in you to answer light, honest and true. You're my lullaby, passion for life, my silent night. Kill me with killer kiss, kill me with sensual lips, stare me with candy eyes, don't need to push aside. Kill me with killer kiss, kill me with sensual lips, stare me with candy eyes. Angel in disguise. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, angel. Oh, yeah. Angel. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. It's simple. Like you and I, just spread your wings and learn to fly. I must be one lucky guy with a girl like you right by my side. No sweat, I'ma do this right. Bring the moon to the moon, the sky. Yeah, see the stakes are high, but the story ends with no goodbye. Girl, I'm qualified. I get what I see, don't need to try. I'll make sure you're decent. You'll be the king.
Okay. If you didn't hear us laughing throughout the recording, man. I was on board, kind of. You know, while the guitarist was still a guitarist, as soon as he put the guitar down and started rapping, I think both Rochelle and I kind of...
No, I was bored from the beginning.
It was
this is going to be brutal.
I guess this group...
I was glad when the dudes started rapping because it made it really funny.
I guess they can best be described as a shittier Savage Garden.
I don't know Savage Garden at all.
You would know their songs, but...
I just know that the one dude totally is trying to do this like Elvis Costello look from the 80s.
Yeah, early.
And he's rapping, and I was just like, this is fucking weird.
Does not compute.
No, it doesn't compute.
Yeah, actually, you're right. He does have like a late 70s, early 80s Elvis Costello look, but I don't recall Elvis Costello over rapping over dance music, but hey.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. Maybe I didn't get that album.
And it's just Angel in Disguise, like that is... Bleh.
Well, Eurovision has never really been known for their lyrics.
No, I know. It's not, but it's also, it was one of those songs where it's just, you know, the chorus is repeated. And I know that a lot of songs do that, but there's some songs where it's just, it seems like it's too much.
Yeah.
You know, like they don't really have anything else going on. And this one was kind of like that.
Like, I like the last note. You know, it just has to sustain that note just to make sure that we know that you're an actual singer, not just a dude with a shitty haircut. Well, I think it's a European thing, weird haircuts. Because
there's like weird good haircuts. Like the first girl that we listened to, the one that can really sing really well, her haircut was weird, but it was really awesome.
It
was like an asymmetrical bob with like straight across bangs, kind of like Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction, but one side, but it's crooked.
I also liked how in her hair they didn't really layer it that much, so it just kind of stuck out like a helmet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a triangle kind of bobby thing.
I can get on board with that, definitely.
I know, it was super cute. Right. But it's just some of the haircuts, I don't know, they're not really updated. It's like they're still doing the look from like 2003 or something.
Okay.
The undercut, like one side is like shaved and then it's combed over and then it's undercut on the other side. And you see that line where it's going longer in the bangs. Like I can do that haircut in like 10 minutes.
You should work in
because it's so old.
You should be the official hairstylist of the Eurovision Song Contest.
My goodness, they probably, yeah, but then I would probably be their bitch and they would tell me to like do that shitty stuff and I'd have to do it.
Yeah, same.
I would probably have to be the head fashion coordinator or something to make them listen to me.
All right. Next up, we have Moldova. I don't know if you remember them last year.
Oh, yeah. They were so much fun. That was like the one with the saxophone dude.
Yeah, that was kind of
awesome.
It was totally awesome.
So awesome. If I was at Eurovision, I would want to jump up on stage when those people were on.
That's pretty fun. They are being represented by a group called...
Is this... How many more?
We're going to play one more, and then we'll wrap up. Because we'll have enough for Wednesday.
Yeah.
So this is a group called... You know, I'm going to let Rochelle try and pronounce this one.
Oh, you're so nice. I don't know. Zdob. See the dub, So Lucky.
We're
That's
sorry.
What the band is. The song is called So Lucky.
So Lucky. And yeah, here's the song. It's some.
So Lucky! Oh,
Now, there's a reason.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Now, there's a reason that we put up links to every video that we talk about, because some things.
You need to see this.
You need to see. This is one of those.
This is fucking amazing.
This was something else. Answer me this, Rochelle. Is Moldova another planet? Because.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. I think Estonia and Moldova. We need to go there. This shit is awesome. Like, I would love to see this band live. They put on such a good, crazy show. There's a woman on a unicycle.
Wearing a tutu and a gigantic cone hat. Like, a very tall. Yeah.
And then the band members are wearing big cone hats, like, we're too. Talking like, kind like, of like gnomes. But they're like, it's like 3 feet tall.
3 or 4 feet tall fucking hats. And
why? I don't know.
Because they're
just
fucking.
Just because it's fun.
Because we're from Moldova and we do crazy shit. Like, I think I got, there's two countries I got to look into. Estonia, and Moldova. Moldova looks like a fucking awesome party.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I would imagine that the parties in Moldova are probably fucking crazy, ridiculous things. But
yeah. Well, because, I mean, it's the whole country that is choosing this one group, right? Yes. So awesome. Really, really, people who are listening to the show, like, really watch some of the Eurovision videos. Like, don't be dissuaded by the crappy, poppy stuff that you see. There are some really good ones out there.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to leave the other three that we didn't talk about. We'll probably touch on those on our Wednesday show. But until that point, yeah, let's wrap this motherfucker up. Hey, so thanks for listening. It's been a bit of an earlier show because we're catching the Oscars, which are starting shortly. Seems like everybody else is too, so why the fuck not?
Exactly.
We get to see movies win, people cry, and, you know, people comment on outfits. Apparently it's a thing.
Don't even think I'll watch it all, honestly. Like, I just want to look at the outfits.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Links to those are on our website, which is
tiptaptip.com.
That's right. While you're there, why not
check out the merch?
Yeah, why don't you leave a comment and check out our merchandise by clicking on the store link at the top of the page.
Eric, it sounds cooler when you say merch.
Merch.
Merch. Isn't that, people know what that means, right?
Merch sounds like something I cough up. Merch.
Oh, gross. Okay, never mind.
Anyways. Most importantly, if you like the show, tell your friends about it and tell them, even if they don't listen. It's very important. And
or just even inform them about what a podcast is.
It's an internet radio show that you listen to on your portable media device, whether that is a iPod, an iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry phone.
I kind of want an Android phone. What does that mean? It just sounds really cool, like a robot.
It turns into a robot, I think.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Cool.
Robots, yeah, pretty awesome. All right, anyways, thanks for listening. And we'll check you out on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Also, make sure you give us a nice rating and stuff on iTunes. Look up Tip Tap Tip there. 5 stars. Awesome job, guys, is what you write, or something like that.
Is it only out of 5?
I think so. Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
Okay. Bye. My name is Rochelle.
All right.